Hey, it's Michael, and this is the Kintsugi Podcast. I'll be back in a minute with this week's conversation about resilience. But first, if you wish to create a better life and have a better career, then please visit michaelobryanshift.com and download your free workbook on how to create a better life. In it, you'll discover ways to find more energy for the things and the people who matter most to you so you can create a better tomorrow. Hey there, my fellow like-hearted humans. It's Michael, and this is the Kintsugi Podcast. So once a month, I like to drop in and share a segment I call Open Awareness with you. We've been doing it since I reintroduced the Kintsugi Podcast at the end of 2023. In these segments, I share stories of connection to help you live a fulfilled life, to live wide awake, to find your happiness or success, however you might define it, based on some experiences that we had as we went from Astoria, Oregon to Washington, D.C. I was on my bike. The brand name is called Open. My wife drove our RV, which we call Maisie, along with our two dogs at the time, Jester and Hope. And we've added a third. Her name is Story. And our trip was one heck of a story. Today, I want to take you into Kansas. But before we go into the land of Dorothy and Toto, let's take a step back. First, I'll share why I call these open awareness. In meditation, we often practice with fixed awareness, say, on our breath. But we can also practice with open awareness, where we open ourselves up to all of life. We'll notice our breath, sounds in our soundscape, sensations in the body. We open up to life. And I saw our trip across the country as an open experience, opening up to new states that I've never cycled through or actually been to. Opening ourselves up to the joys of the trip and even some of the pain. Opening up to everything that life throws our way. And that's how we live more mindfully. We don't just grab onto the good stuff and try to push away or numb or deny the bad stuff. We accept that everything happens. And we meet our moments with grace, with thoughtfulness. And that's why we call our segments Open Awareness. Now, if you've been following along since we started in Astoria, thank you. You, my friend, are awesome sauce. If you're new here, well, welcome. Let me catch you up. As I shared in our Oregon segment, the major theme was don't be afraid to ask for help. Asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's actually an invitation to get closer to someone and a statement that says, I'm not done yet. I am not quitting. It's important to ask for help if we wish to endure, to play the long game. Next, we came into Idaho, rolling around on the ground like a wild potato, as the B-52s would sing. Here, I shared a story about living fully awake and being engaged in life, being involved. Then I cycled in to Montana. Big Sky Country, such a fitting name, so beautiful there. And I just fell in love with Missoula. In our Montana segment, I shared why it's important to be more afraid of not living than dying. Again, to truly embrace life. Then we came into Windy, Wyoming. And the overall message there was, don't fall in love with your plan. It's okay to adjust. Or to paraphrase Robert Burns, the adventures of mice and men often go awry. So we adjust. And that's all part of life. And then we came into Colorado and I talked about the importance of having a strong Peloton, riding with people who bring out the best in you, and you can bring out the best in them. And now we roll into Kansas. And this episode is all about perspective. How often do we latch on to our perspective, our worldview, and we think it's right? One of our greatest addictions is our addiction to being right. Hello, ego. So we grab tightly onto our perspective, and when someone else has a different one, we try to convince them that they're wrong and we're right. Has anybody paid attention to the news lately? We do this all the time. In our public squares, in our conference rooms at work, we grab onto our perspective and we think we're right. We still haven't yet gotten totally comfortable with shifting our perspective or even having a perspective where we don't know and being okay with, I actually don't know what the right pathway forward is. So in this episode, I'll share stories that I experienced around the topic of perspective. And I'll invite you to reflect on some of the perspectives that you hold tightly and whether or not you can ease your grip on some of those. When we practice mindfulness, it has a way of helping us ease our grip so we start to see more than just our perspective. We still might prefer our perspective, but when we open up, we can see that other people also have, based on their lived experiences, based on where they stand or sit, have a valid perspective. So I'll start with a funny story about perspective that has two parts. At least I think it's funny because I'm from New York, but I'll let you be the judge of it. We might have different perspectives after all. So here we were in Ness City, Kansas. It's 113 degrees. It got, as they say up in Boston, wicked hot once we got east of the Rockies. And it was hot everywhere across the East Coast. And our friends in Boston and New York and New Jersey were sending us messages saying, you guys are so lucky you escaped the heat of the city. And we're like, huh? What are you talking about? It's 113 degrees. Now, many people in New York think the world rotates around New York, which it doesn't, but that was their perspective. In Ness City, we parked our RV at the county fairgrounds. Cost us, I think, $20. The rides were closed down. We were the only ones there. And this very helpful woman helped set us up. And so we asked her, hey, is there a place to go for a bite to eat in Ness City? Because I was starving and I was really hungry for some pizza. So she mentioned a place, I can't remember its name, down the road a bit. But here's the funny part. She said, they have pizza and stuff, but you know, it's no Pizza Hut. And being from New York, I found that to be really funny. She thought Pizza Hut had good pizza. That was her perspective. And for the record, as a New Yorker, I don't think Pizza Hut has very good pizza at all. But again, if the only thing I know is Pizza Hut, I'm thinking it's pretty damn good. And growing up, we had a Pizza Hut in town. And back then, I thought it was really good until I had better, good old-fashioned New York City pizza. So there we have it, a little story about pizza and perspective. And if you happen to like Pizza Hut, well, good on you. You're entitled to your own perspective. It's valid. But If you're ever in the New York area, allow me to treat you to some good old New York style pizza. And we'll see if your perspective shifts or not. Now, the next story about perspective has a little bit more juice to it. So let's take a moment here to take a break. Perhaps a pause, breathe, reflect break. And I'll come back and share another story about perspective with you. All right, let's take a break. Take a full breath in and a slow releasing breath out. And relax the body as you soak up our conversation. Ah, I hope that felt good. Okay, now that we're a little bit more relaxed, can we be real? I think our morning routines, well, they've gotten a little out of control. You might not have time in the morning to meditate because you're busy doing other things like trying to get to work or getting the kids off to school. And this is where my app, Pause, Breathe, Reflect, comes in, because I built it for busy people with a whole bunch of shorter practices. So if you don't have 10 minutes in the morning to meditate, cool beans. You're human after all. But I bet you have 5 times throughout the day when you have 2 minutes to practice and let go of stress and bring mindfulness to your everyday moments. So today, download Pause, Breathe, Reflect for free and begin to stress less, sleep better, and join a community of like-hearted humans rippling something worth rippling into the world. All right, let's go back to our conversation and celebrate the kintsugi within us all. I hope you enjoyed that moment to catch your breath. And I really hope you'll join our community. It's filled with like-hearted humans just like you. And it's more than just an app. You get connection and you get coaching from me to help you live a fulfilled, happy, and successful life. So as I mentioned before our moment to pause, breathe, reflect, this next story about perspective has a little bit more juice to it. We're going to get into some politics, specifically Roe versus Wade. In June 2022, shortly after we left Astoria to go across the country, the Supreme Court, as most people in the U.S. know, overturned Roe versus Wade. The court's decision around abortion and reproductive rights and reproductive health. It was a devastating blow to those fighting for freedom around reproductive health and reproductive rights. And after the court overturned Roe, legislators in Kansas decided to further restrict reproductive health and rights by amending the Constitution of Kansas, or at least putting it up for a vote. And as we cycled and drove through Kansas, the rural part of Kansas, we saw a ton of signs, billboards, lawn signs, you name it, all supporting a further restriction of reproductive health. During our 4 days in Kansas, we probably saw, no joke here, 1 or 2 signs supporting someone's right to choose. So when we left Kansas and traveled into Missouri, which I'll talk about in the month of June, we were certain the vote wouldn't go in favor of those fighting for reproductive choice. But we were surprised. The voters did just that. They voted for choice, especially the voters in the major cities of Kansas compared to rural communities. And the experience was a beautiful illustration about perspective. We had this one perspective as we traveled through the state. That's all we saw. We thought, for certain, the voters would vote for it, not against it. But that's not what happened. Ultimately, the voters voted for choice. Here's the thing about perspective, especially when things get stressful. We can latch on to our perspective. We can latch on to a finite mindset instead of being open to an infinite mindset. And I get it, it's scary because when we open ourselves up, we might be exposed to all of it and it might challenge our perspective. But approaching life this way is easier when we come at it from a position of like-heartedness, a position of compassion and love and kindness, so we can be open to different mindedness. But so often, you see this on the internets out there, people writing posts about being with like-minded people. And from my perspective, I think I know what they're trying to say, but getting together with people who only think the same way as you do, I think has put us into this jam that we currently are living in. It promotes groupthink and just one way of looking at things. But when we open up, we may not necessarily adopt a new perspective, but we can see how someone else may have their perspective, why they might like Pizza Hut versus another place. Take how we judge people. So often, we see behavior in terms of an iceberg. That's the tip of the iceberg, the behavior we see. It's a snapshot in time. And often we judge it as good or bad or right or wrong. But we know intellectually there's so much more to that person than what meets the eye. Experiences, values, perspectives, you name it. That makes up the whole person. Just like that iceberg, we see the tip, but the biggest part of the berg, where there's more ice, is below the water surface. And this is the case with our fellow humans. We could be more curious with each other. And this takes vulnerability. It takes courage because we might see something that changes how we view the world. And that change can be scary. And I say this from my own experience, my own perspective. I'm raising my hand on this one. I have moments where I grab on to my perspective, where I think, no. The way I'm looking at the world is correct. They're wrong. I'm right. And I've been practicing mindfulness for over 2 decades. And I mention that because I do believe a mindfulness practice can help us open up our awareness so we can begin to see other ways of looking at things. Because if we latch on to one way of looking at something, then we're going to go in that direction, sort of in the spirit of you go where your eyes go. But when we can open up, we might be able to see a lot of different pathways forward that can lead us to a different destination. Maybe one with more happiness, fulfillment, and success. So wherever you may be, in your community, at home, watching or listening to whatever, or at work, and you find yourself gripping tightly to your perspective, it feels like you're having a moment where you're addicted to being right, you'll notice something in the body, because I believe the body will whisper to us before it really starts to scream at us. When you notice that sensation in the body, and we all feel it in different places, I feel it in my jaw, it gets tight, or some people get warm, or there's tension in their tummy or their shoulders. That's a moment to slow things down, to pause, breathe, reflect, if you will, and see if you can open up and be curious and courageous and vulnerable and hear someone else's perspective out. We're not going to come together. We're not going to heal. We're not going to connect if we keep grabbing on so tightly to our perspective that this is the right way of looking at things and everyone else is crazy or wrong or fill in the blank. One of the things I discovered on this trip is that my lived experience is my lived experience, and your lived experience is yours, and everyone else that we ran into. And if I experienced life exactly how you did to this point, who knows? I probably would have the same perspective as you. And once we can start to appreciate that in each other, my feeling is maybe then we can have a better conversation. So instead of gripping tightly and telling people that they're wrong and we're right, or trying to win the conversation or win the debate, we can come into it with a little bit more of a curiosity mindset. So we can open up and perhaps see things a little bit differently. Now, we might end up going with our initial perspective, but it's good to at least consider other points of view. And this is really important in the workplace. Where we talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's all about including all perspectives. When we do that, it creates more trust. It creates psychological safety. It creates belonging. And when that's on board, we move faster. We stay ahead of the competition. We stay ahead of the marketplace. It's just smart business. And actually, it's just smart to do one human being to another if we're in the business of being a better human to other humans, which I do believe most of us are. So this is key to really living a life that is rich, fulfilled, successful, happy, at least from my perspective. And there we have it, stories of connection or stories of perspective from the roads of Kansas. And speaking of the roads of Kansas, and very specifically, the gravel roads of Kansas, in a few weeks' time, at the end of May, I'll be in the northeastern corner, the Flint Hills of Kansas, doing Unbound XL, 350 miles of gravel. It's a crazy race. They give you 35 hours to complete it. I hope to complete it in 30. And I could use your energy. So send me some good vibes. This is going to be a hard one. But as I mentioned, we can do hard things. And we can also share. So I hope you'll share this with your friends, your family, your colleagues, your frenemies. If you like what we're doing here at Kintsugi, and pause, breathe, reflect, the way to beat the algorithm is to share. One person to a group of people, and those people share with a group of people. And that's how we create a wonderful ripple. And as you're sharing, if you haven't already done so yet, it would be great if you could leave a kind review and rating wherever you listen to your podcast, because that also helps the show get discovered. And you can also tap into my website, which is michaelobryanshift.com. You can see and listen the back episodes of the Kintsugi podcast. And you can also sign up for my weekly newsletter called The Ripple Effect to help you live a fulfilled life. Thank you so much for being here and carving out some time to connect with us. And until our next story of connection, celebrate your golden symbols of strength. And remember, when you face a challenging moment, slow down, come back to your breath, and know that you've got this and we've got you. And together we'll put a beautiful ripple into the world. Thanks again for showing up. I love you for doing so.